To politics now. Nearly $2 billion to elect a president. Has it all been worth it to you? Well, the impact of the money in votes in the 2012 election campaign won't be known until long after all the national, state, and local races are tallied. But it will be no surprise that the biggest new players in the campaign are seen to have changed the game of politics in the United States. Super PACs, donors who don't need to disclose their identity following the Supreme Court's ruling on Citizens United. Even before the voting is done, the impact of Citizens United on the campaign is clear. Well, PBS Frontline teamed up with the Marketplace radio program to look at the role of campaign finance in the race for one hotly contested Montana Senate seat. The Frontline documentary Big Sky, Big Money, produced by our partner WGBH, airs tomorrow night. And Kai Rizdal, who's the correspondent for that program and host of Marketplace, joins me now. Kai, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks a lot, John. Good to be here.
So what does Montana tell us about how Citizens United has changed the political game in the United States?
Well, honestly, what Montana tells us is that you can have lawyers going over campaign finance laws till the cows come home. But once the politicians and the operatives get their hands on it, they will do almost what they want. This is a story of money and power and influence and what happens with campaign finance out in the real world. As you know, Citizens United said that companies and unions can spend independently of campaigns as much money as they want. And what we found out in Montana, and in fact what the Montana Attorney General found and the Commissioner of Political Practices out there found, is that that's not what's happening. These expenditures are not independent. There is, it seems, some coordination going on, which seems to violate the spirit of this law that says, you know what, if you want to be spending money, you have to be independent of campaigns.
Well, let's get a feel for what your investigation turned up. Of course, this race that you focus on is between Democratic incumbent Senator John Tester and Republican Congressman Dennis Rayburg. And, you know, here's David Parker, who's a professor at Montana State University, speaking, I'm presuming, to you and your producers.
$6.8 million was spent on broadcast television in the Senate race through June. About 68% of that money comes from outside groups. 68%. That's amazing. Right. You know, that's not the political parties, that's not Tester, and that's not Rayburg, but that's outside groups.
Now, Montana, of course, is the Big Sky. It's a huge state, but a small sample set of voters with all of these outside players crowding into this small state in electoral terms. What are the impacts that you've seen?
So a couple of things. First of all, $6.8 million goes a long, long way in a state like Montana. It doesn't take a lot of money to win a seat there, whether it's state and local government or the Senate. So $6.8 million is a whole boat full of money. The other thing you have to know about Montanans is that they just don't like people coming in and poking around. They are independent to the core. They want to do what they want to do. They do not appreciate outside influence. They dislike this outside money. And they especially dislike it when it appears to manipulate the political process. The state of Montana went after some of the groups, some of the quote-unquote independent groups that we found out there, and in fact prosecuted them and found them in violation of the Montana Corrupt Practices Act, which is a 100-year-old campaign finance law. A case eventually went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court this past June doubled down on Citizens United. The Supreme Court said, we stand by our decision in Citizens United that campaign money that is independent is okay, and we do not believe that it corrupts the process. And what the state of Montana has found is that perhaps it really does.
Talking with Kai Rizdal, host of Marketplace. He's also the correspondent for the latest Frontline documentary, Big Sky, Big Money, produced by our partner WGBH. So, Kai, let's talk about Western Trade Partnership. It's one of the outside groups. You investigated them. Does it raise the ire and conspiratorial notions of Montanans, or do they even know it exists?
Conspiratorial notions is a good phrase. It's Western Tradition Partnerships. They are what is called a 501c4. It's in the Internal Revenue Code. It's called a social welfare group. And the catch is that they are allowed to accept money from anybody they like. Excuse me. And they do not have to disclose their donors. So they can take as much money from anybody that they want, not disclose it, provided under the law that they do not coordinate with campaigns. And what we found out there, what the Attorney General of Montana found and what the Montana State investigators found, is that there is, at the very least, a broad appearance of coordination with campaigns. We have interviews on camera with state and local candidates who were targeted by Western Tradition, who were coordinated against in other campaign races. We got Trevor Potter, probably better known as Stephen Colbert's lawyer for his super PAC, Americans for a Better Tomorrow. We got him to have a look at these documents we found. And Trevor Potter, chairman of the FEC, said, you know what? I want to know more. This appears to be exactly the kind of thing that candidates and campaigns are not allowed to coordinate with these hidden money groups.
Well, here's here's one of the voices of Western Tradition Partnership. One of the people who actually works for was hired to work for WTP in early 2010.
It wasn't until I went into the winter, the Republican winter kickoff in 2010, when I found out a couple of my favorite legislators were on their hit list. And if you don't vote the way that they wanted you to vote in the legislature or the county or the city, they would be there to replace you.
Now, she sounds a little bit like an asteroid has hit Montana, politically speaking.
Yeah, well, so that she is actually the smoking gun. Her name is Carolyn Lendorf, and she provided the documents to the state of Montana that let them know that something weird was going on with WTP, Western Tradition Partnership. Remember, they're not required to disclose their donors. And what she gave to investigators was a PowerPoint presentation that I apologize for my computer noise there. What she gave was a PowerPoint presentation laying out exactly how Western Tradition Partnerships exploited that loophole in the law. Western Tradition explicitly said, if you give money to us, nobody will ever know. You just sit back on election night and watch the results pour in. They used this catch in the law, and they used it to great effectiveness. They were unbelievably effective. 14 out of 16 races they targeted, their candidate won.
And here's James Bopp, who's a campaign finance attorney in Montana, who takes a slightly different view here.
Campaign finance laws don't do anything for citizens other than stifle and limit them. The average voter could care less who's, quote, funding a politician or
really?
Of course.
Do you think people should care about where this money's coming from?
Generally, no. It doesn't matter. Truth doesn't change because who's funding it.
Wow. Kai Rizdahl, final thought?
Yeah, Jim Bopp is winning. He's the guy who came up with the idea for Citizens United. He's winning all over the place on campaign finance law.
Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace. His front line is called Big Sky, Big Money, produced by our partner WGBH. It is broadcast this week. So we have a response on this subject as well.
My take on all the money, all of this in the political season is really clear. If former Governor Romney is elected president and appoints justices to the Supreme Court, the next case will be Citizens United 2. It will say that only corporations are people and only corporate dollars can enter elections.
What's your view on Citizens United or anything else we're talking about? 877-8-MY-TAKE.